great palette of colour.
Life is full of these grey areas. It's not just black and white.
An identity-forming experience.
You are listening to Eastside Radio Podcast with discussions and insights on art, politics, music and more here on eastsidefm.org.
If you are still seated, I'd be very surprised.
It's someone else. It's someone else.
You're listening to
someone else. It's 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 someone else.
It's someone else. It's someone else.
It's someone else.
It's someone else.
Falcon Stardust, the human cannonball.
Hi, how are you? Yeah, I'm Falcon Stardust, yeah, the human cannonball. Okay, I'm gonna break the world record tonight. Yeah, that's right. I'm gonna go the farthest distance for a human fired from a cannon. Yeah, that's right. I'm gonna beat David Smith Jr., a.k.a. the Bullet. That's right. They call him the Bullet. Yeah, that's right. He fired out of a cannon 59 meters and 43 centimeters. Yeah, that's right. Well, and he broke the previous record, which was 59 meters and 5 centimeters. But tonight, I'm going to break it. I don't know how far I'm going to go. I'm going to go farther than any human has ever been fired out from a cannon. All right, all right, all right. Hang on, I got to get my fanfare. Okay, here we go. Yeah, come on. Oh, you like that? Yeah, that's good, isn't it? Yeah. All right, yeah, good. It feels right, doesn't it? Yeah, that's good. Yeah, okay, what are we going to do? We're going to light it. Yeah, going to light it. Well, what's going on? Well, you're gonna light the cannonball. All right, here we go, here we go. Ready? Are you ready? Well, we better get that theme back again. Come on. I paid a lot of money for it, so I might as well use it twice. Come on. Yeah, that's right. Come on. Yeah. Pretty good, isn't it, fanfare? Yeah, I bought it online. Fanfare for human cannonball people. All right, let's go. Ready? Yeah, all right, I'm gonna fly. You gotta light it, man. Come on, light it up, man, light it up. You know I'm Falcon Stardust. Yeah, come on, light it up. Whoa! Oh, I'm flying, man. Yeah, all right. Pretty good radio, isn't it? Yeah, it's more of a visual kind of thing, but anyway, yeah, I'm flying through the air. Yeah. Where did I shoot the cannon, you're saying? Hang on, yeah, that's right. I shot it from the Eastside Radio Studios. Rooftop, not in the studio. That would be really, really bad, wasn't it? Hey, how's my fanfare going? Yeah, you like it? Yeah, come on. Yeah, that's right, keep it going. Use it at every opportunity, that's right. Yeah, come on. I'm loving that fanfare, man. I'm going to be using it all the time. That's right. All right, I'm flying through the air. All right, what can I see? Yeah, I can see Paddington. Oh, you're looking good, Paddington. Hey, if anyone can hear me on the radio, hey, dude, put your lights on and off. That's right. If you're driving, put your lights on and off. Come on, but beep your horns. Come on. Go beep your horn to the fanfare, man. Come on. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I'm Falcon Stardust, the human cannonball. That's right. All right, how am I going? I think I'm still in Paddington. That's right. Hey, you know what? You want to play a song and come back? Yeah, that's right. Come on. I'll be here. Don't worry. I'm going to break the world record. I'm going to do it. You're going to do it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Come on. Yeah. We'll be right back.
in stardust, the human cannonball.
Hey everybody, how you doing? I gotta get my fan back going, yeah? Come on. That's right. Well, yeah, I'm Foss Paddington, I've hit Surrey Hills, and I've broken the world record, you know what I mean? Yeah, but now I got a bit of a problem, you know, I can't stop, you know what I mean? I've broken the bullet's world record for the furthest distance for a human fired from a cannon, but I'm keeping on going. It must be all this Mexican food power, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Mexican! Oh, it's good! Put my fanfare on. Is there anyone got any tips? You know what I mean? I've never done it before. I've never done human cannonballing before. I was lying when I wrote it down. That's right. What do I do, ladies and gentlemen? Oh, God. Oh, no. I don't know how I'm going to stop. Oh, no. Sorry, Hills. You're looking good. Yeah, nice one. Yeah. Oh, and a bloody drone. Oh, get this drone away from me. Oh, this drone is trying to attack me. Ah! Well, I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you with my fanfare. That's right. Drone, I'm going to get you.
Going, that's right.
think you can hear the Mexican food power. Now it's really, really going for it, you know what I mean? It's coming to the forte, you know what I mean? Sorry, ozone layer, sorry. What am I going to do, everyone? I've broken the record. I want to come down. Come on, help me. Someone help me. Ah, what's going on? What's going on? This typewriter's in the air. Tried to get me down with typewriters, but now they're gonna use bombs. I can see them on the horizon. Yeah, oh no! No, no! Come on, come on! Ah, no, it's a war! No, no! My Mexican food power will destroy you. Listen to me. Yeah, come on. Yeah, come on. Yeah, you can't do it, no. Ah, see the typewriter in the back. Oh, no, that's not... hang on, am I in a Marvel film? I feel like it. Oh, get me out of here. Only like indie films and distribution. Sign me up, A24. Come on, come on. I'm Falcon Star, I see human cannonball. And I'm never coming down. Why is there a car here? Oh, no. I thought you were now they're throwing cars at me.
Ella te quiere y tú sabes que es verdad. Si te quiere, no lo puede remediar. Te quiere, te quiere, y si tú vuelves con su amor, te hará feliz. Y si tú vuelves con su amor, te hará feliz. Ay, pero te perdonarán. Ay, pues sabe que jamás volveré a ser su amor. Ella te quiere y tú sabes que es verdad. Si te quiere, no lo puede remediar. ¡Vamos allá! Te quiere, te quiere, y si tú vuelves con su amor, te hará feliz. Y si tú vuelves con su amor, te hará feliz.
Hi everybody! gentlemen, stand up, please.
Here we go again.
Those people, they're having a bloody laugh, aren't they? They're laughing their heads off. look at that one, look at this one. No, I press the bloody button and it's going to be standing there all day, you know what I mean? And then you try to cross the road and then bloody cars come and get it and take over and take over. Oh, Mary Randy, and bloody just, when you go to a British and cross the button place, you know what I mean? That's bloody, bloody present!
Something else. With Robert J. Yeah, boy, Michelle, yeah, outside. If we trust and we
Morning, all. I'd like to tell you about when I was a young boy. Must have been 3 or 4 months old at the time. I didn't really know what I wanted, and if I did, I wouldn't have been able to tell anybody because all I could do was gurgle. So I sat there in my high chair, thinking one day, looking at my tray and thinking, what I'd give for a meal on there. So I started looking around to see what I could have. I was rubbing my eggy soldier in my head, trying to think. And then I looked in the corner, and there's a little bread bin with its mouth open, just staring at me like. And then I looked in, and I saw bread. I thought, oh yeah, I'll have toast. A little piece of toast. Well, then I started getting older. I hated this, I hated that. Expensive steak was ludicrous, and cafes couldn't cater for the finer things in life. The upper crust was not for me. I could tell that. So I'd go back home, switch the kitchen light on, put the grill on, slip a slice under, and have toast. A little piece of toast. Because there's so much to choose from. There's brown bread, white bread, all sorts of wholemeal bread. It comes in funny packages with writing on the side. But it doesn't matter which one you have. It's when you cut the crust off, have it with marmalade or butter, cheese, tomatoes, beans, banana, or chocolate. If it's strange, it doesn't really matter. Oh no, it all goes with toast. Just toast. I'm going to think about it some. That's toast. Yeah, just toast. Yeah. supermarket with me basket in me, and I'm walking from one counter to another trying to find a bread store, but I can't find it anywhere. And then I bump into a mother with a baby in a basket, and she says,
"Oh, look, you start him off again. I'll come down with a little bit of peace and quiet to get some bread to go home to make toast. Just toast. I like toast."
Yeah, but I don't half like toast. Okay, scrape that toast, boys. That's toast. Yeah, just toast. I can't think about it anymore. I've got to go and have some. It's no good.
Hey, listen, I'm getting a bit brand off staying in here.
Me too.
Should we go and have some toast?
It's a good idea.
Why not?
Okay.
I've got the grill on.
Got any brown bread?
Yeah.
I've got wholemeal bread.
Toast. Wheatmeal bread.
Toast.
All sorts of toast.
Let's go.
It's over here, don't worry about it. Here.
Been listening to Eastside Radio Podcast. For selections of more enjoyable content like this, visit our website, eastsidefm.org, and click on Podcast.